Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave.
Okay, let's jump in with this idea of the price. There's been some pessimism in the news this week and probably actually a couple of weeks now that with this large run forecast for Bristol Bay sockeye and some leftover sockeye on the market, there's the idea that we may have a potentially very low price this year. What do we know about this so far?
Well, I've heard these rumors too, Dave, and I think it's important to remember that our ex-vessel price that we get is influenced by a whole lot of factors, and any one of those factors in the market can change a lot between now and that second price adjustment we get for our 2015 fish this year.
In fact, fishermen are probably still seeing their price adjusted now, some of the processors from last season.
That's possible, yep.
Okay. If fishermen are concerned about what price they may get this year, what should they be watching or what should they be doing right now?
Well, my advice would be to just stay informed. I mean, there's a lot of news sources that report on fishery markets, and paying attention to those would be a good idea. And also communicate with your buyers.
You're also going to be fishing this year. Are you staying in touch? What's your level of optimism or pessimism?
Well, I'm choosing to be optimistic. Like you said, I'm going to be out there fishing as well. And I am trying to see this year's predicted volume as a great chance to get a lot of quality Bristol Bay fish onto people's plates.
Okay. Well, we know it's a little bit early to start worrying too much, though I think some people are choosing what level of investment they want to make this year based on these predictions of low price. But let's move along here today, and we'll follow up with that in the future. I want to ask you about the Board of Fish appointee, Dr. Roland Maw, suddenly taking his name off the list. What's this about so far? What do we know?
Right. Yeah. Like you said, Governor Walker's appointment to the Board of Fish, Dr. Roland Maw, has withdrawn his name from consideration. And some news sources indicate a couple of possible reasons for this, but one of the most reported reasons is that he might have lacked support in the legislature to finally get approved for that position.
He went through half of his confirmation hearing. It was a bit contentious, but then a news article surfaced that he was facing a criminal charge in Montana for, I believe it was failing to register as either a Montana or an Idaho citizen, but hunting for both. I think the details on all this are still out there, left to be uncovered, but it doesn't really matter because he's taken his name off.
Right, and we'll see what happens to the future Board of Fish appointee.
And there's a vacancy. Have we heard anything about the governor's potentially replacement names for Maw?
No, I don't think so, not yet, but we'll be definitely keeping an eye on it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about another topic that does pertain to our fishery in a big way, is that Aqua Bounty, which is moving forward with patents on genetically modified salmon, is making progress and showing some signs that they are ready to take this to market. What do you know about this?
Yeah, Dave, I think they've already got the patents, but I think what they're wanting to do is move forward with their commercialization stage. And this just came out recently in the news, and it really indicates that they're really confident of their pending FDA approval of their product to be marketed in the U.S.
How does that affect us?
Well, the Aqua Bounty salmon is, if you're not familiar with this critter, it basically grows faster and larger than normal farm fish that are already out there on the market.
Murkowski calls them frankenfish.
That's yes.
That's her term.
That's right. And really what this could help is it could basically help the farm fishing industry even be even more competitive and able to produce these faster growing and larger fish.
And that's probably not good news for the wild fish market that we send out of here from Bristol Bay.
Well, as competitors, that's a possibility.
All right. What is our congressional delegation? They've been leading this fight against GM fish. What are they doing right now in D.C.?
Well, one of the things that's going on right now is the Pegasus Act that was submitted by Don Young and a number of other congressional figures. That is currently under review by the House Committee on Natural Resources. So we'll be paying attention to how that goes through the process.
And what does that do, the Pegasus?
The Pegasus Act requires genetically modified fish to undergo a complete environmental impact statement before it's authorized for sale.
Well, we'll be watching closely, and we haven't heard from the FDA if they intend to grant approval to this or not, but I suspect it'll come out something in the near future. Well, Gabe, we're out of time this week, but we hope to have you back next week to talk again about price and also about the CFEC report that came out this week.
Yeah, sounds good, Dave.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks as always, Gabe.